Hey, yo, welcome back to the Zach and Black podcast. I'm Black.
I'm Zach.
And I'm Tony.
Got Tony in the back like always. Y'all, we are back in the studio, all right? It's been, how long has it been now? At least 3 weeks or like maybe a month. I don't even know.
Yeah.
But we still been putting out this content for y'all. We still appreciate y'all coming back and listening. Before we go ahead and start the show, I just want to throw the Twitter plug like always. Remember to follow us on Zach N Black Pod on Twitter. That is Zach N Black Pod. All right, with an N. All right, Zach N Black Pod Twitter. How was y'all week?
Good, good. Nothing really happened.
Yeah, nothing really happened but some deaths. That was about it.
Yeah, that's right. We're not gonna get into that.
Yeah, the bleep.
It's wild. It's wild, and definitely my condolences.
Yeah, for real.
But it's probably one of the most wild things I've heard in a while.
Yeah.
Like literally. I don't want to dwell. I'm sorry. I don't want to dwell. Let me see. What about me? What did I do? I didn't do anything, I don't think. I think I just worked. My mom's in town, though, and she'll be at my house for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, try going to church.
Nope, not at all. They went to church. Not at all. They went to church today, actually. I just helped the kids get dressed and stuff. I stayed at the house and sinned there while they were out, you know, praising the Lord.
Shame on you.
You're a sinner, too. Yeah, when was the last time you went to church? Didn't you give up Jehovah?
Yeah, I can't even remember.
Oh, my God.
See, that's what y'all got to comment. Remember Jehovah.
Yeah. Thank Jehovah every day, guys.
Make sure y'all knock on them doors, too. Hit that quota.
Hit that quota.
Hit that quota. Pass out them watchtowers, y'all. Mm-hmm. Straight up.
Yeah.
Is there something, like, on the first page of the watchtower that, like, it always says the same thing? Like, is there some type of mantra or mission statement?
No, it's different every time.
Wait, you a Jehovah's Witness?
No.
He used to be.
He used to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not baptized, though.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm free to explore.
He still got excommunicado, though.
No, because I wasn't baptized. I haven't been excommunicado'd.
Oh, yeah, but didn't Pops get excommunicado?
Yeah, he got popped.
Yeah, man, that's crazy. Well, don't say popped. He's still alive. They just can't talk to him no more because he left the union.
Oh, wow.
Only reason I asked if there was something that is a... Ooh, hold on, y'all. Give me 2 seconds.
Oh, no, what happened?
It's not connected.
Nah, it is. I was just checking that gain again.
Oh.
Just so we didn't have another echo show.
Can I say that?
So it's just like the reason I asked that is because isn't every single church like named, what is it called?
I treat the hall or whatever y'all go to.
Ain't it all
the Kingdom Hall?
Yeah, so it's all Kingdom Hall. So I would figure like y'all got one.
Get it?
Like not mission, like a mission statement. That
just something that's always a lure.
Out of a bar, like just making it real.
Jehovah first.
Making it real is bad.
Okay.
That's the point.
It is a good point.
They're just making it real. I wouldn't say all religion is cultic a little bit.
Automatically, my grandma goes in the living room. Get it?
Yeah, my grandma would be disappointed too. She just sent me some JW.org.
I just remember here. I forgot who said it.
Yeah,
see, man, lame. y'all deep. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? No, y'all dead in the living room.
I'm
not a star.
It was on that religion. I'm mad that I don't call it like Jehovah Witnesses regular.
I got choppers in the car. Don't make them come alive. The Rick Ross song.
I think that's a lot easier to handle because I can still have like birthday parties and shit.
Somebody said this is the exception.
Yeah, we didn't.
No, it wasn't. It was just Rick Ross.
That is so
funny. I think no birthdays, no Christmas.
What'd you get for Christmas, Tony?
I know it was on. I'm not a star.
You didn't get shit.
Huh? Go ahead. Well, shit, at least y'all getting and giving presents now, man. Keep y'all grown.
Y'all ain't got to do it no more. Yeah, it just feel weird because it's like I don't have a bond with the holidays. If Faith
have twins, she probably have two pops.
Is that the reason
get it?
That you be trying to pay for shit that niggas give you all the time?
I mean, because
you weren't giving gifts? Like, you feel like you got to pay?
Because that was like a shot at his.
We were just talking about this. We were actually just talking about this because...
Yeah, but sometimes you can't.
Tony and like, sometimes I have known when each other make now, them maybe realize
what you said, like 15 years.
15, you know, 20.
Sometimes.
Yeah, between 15 and 20 years.
You could have just left what you said.
But anytime he asks for something, or if Tony, I can't really hear you, and I'm like, he feels the need to pay me for it.
Even though I'm just like, bro, just take it. Like, I didn't have to tell him to put his money away. Like, so many times. That is nuts.
Look at your line. Look at your line there real quick.
It might all just come back to, like, I never got gifts. I never got gifts, and everything had to be paid for.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Look at it real quick while it's recording.
That's crazy. We probably just answered one of our questions.
We just got to the root of the problem. Not loaded yet.
It's not doing nothing.
We don't even need therapy.
You know, you got us.
That watchtower got you all messed up.
Yeah,
that watchtower got me. I told you we couldn't
hear. Let's actually hop off of this too, so we don't get
it. Just happened now, though.
In trouble by the grandmas.
I can't hear anybody at all.
Because they going to have it with y'all.
Yeah.
My grandma Baptist too, so it's all good. Or she might be Kojic. I don't know. That doesn't matter, though. We all know what we are here for today.
I was going to mess up our D's or shit.
In the news, everyone knows.
Because I know...
He just dropped. Well, he didn't drop, but who was it? Future dropped his album.
Future Metro Boomin.
Yeah, Future Metro Boomin dropped the album. What's the song called?
Like That.
Like That. Mm-hmm. All right, so Like That. Kendrick drops a verse. Yep. Apparently, talking shit about two other rappers, being Aubrey Graham and J. Cole.
Yeah.
Me, myself, the only hit that I heard in that song was the 40 thing. So maybe Zach is going to have to explain this, to me at least. But, you know, a matter of fact, Zach, go ahead. You give us everything that you have on this track so I can actually understand more about the disses that were actually put in that. Because the only thing I heard was 40 water. That is literally the only thing I heard.
Okay. Alright. Hold on. Fill the dead air while I look for this genius track.
I'm going to tell y'all right now, too. And I told Tony this in the car. I don't think Kendrick dope either way.
Oh, nah, you just talking
about. But I was just saying that's kind of a little crazy.
I know it's crazy. It is just...
But you flinched when I said I didn't fuck with J. Cole either.
Yeah, I know that. Because I'm just like, well, like, I don't. It's not really the type of rap I listen to either way. Either one of them. I just feel like J. Cole is a bit more consistent in the verses that he gives.
It's because he's outside more. He's the most outside out of all three of them, I would say.
He's riding a damn bike.
Yeah, figuratively and literally outside.
Well, that's good, right?
Well, yeah, but...
Well, so that's why I say the things I say about it. But I'm just saying, as far as Kendrick, dude, like, I honestly don't get the hype. I don't want to be disrespectful to the culture, but I honestly really have never gotten the hype. Like, Be Humble, Control... Mad City?
Oh Lord, I'm about to act a fool.
Like, other than that, no, I'm just saying, other than that, I don't really too much care about the Kendrick catalog. Okay. But like I said, in the same vein, I don't really care about the J. Cole catalog either.
Okay.
And to be honest, I don't think this is beef yet until Kendrick can drop a full song about either one of them.
He did.
No, it's not a full song. He had a verse. I'm talking about, like, now, currently, not any of the beef beforehand. Because even in Control, he went at multiple rappers instead of just coming at one. When I mean, like, beef, I'm talking about, like, oh, this song is about A. This song is about B. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So he gets a... So he get I mean, it doesn't have to be on an album or anything like that, but I'm just saying, like, it just has to be something so he can put his full focus towards that one artist for me to actually scale it on, right, like a fair platform.
Because other than that, you're shooting only, in the air.
It's only Cole and Drake. He's not shooting it, you know, besides the Melly Mel bar, which is a joke. It's just those two. This isn't going up against anybody else.
No, I understand that, but I'm saying it's one verse. It doesn't give him the chance to throw all of his talent at them. You know what I mean? He's kind of short-sighted himself by when he does insert himself in a rap beef like this, he comes at multiple people. So, like, yeah, Tony said, like Tony said, he just spraying and then just waiting to hit one of them instead of putting all of his pressure on one person.
Because he knows he's better than all of them, so why just focus on one dude? He knows he's better than all of them.
And what I heard, it didn't sound like he was better than anybody. It seemed like J. Cole kind of ate his ass up with two songs.
What do you mean? You want me to read the lyrics?
Oh, we can read the lyrics all day.
I'm going to read the lyrics.
You want me to read Kendrick's, the lyrics? Kendrick's song sounded booty.
Booty?
No, yeah, look this is the thing. See, no, we were actually talking about this in the car because I honestly didn't want to listen to either track until today.
Okay.
So I didn't. Just so everything in my mind would be off of the first take. And I'll have a better take on it later.
Okay.
But just like I said, off of the first take, just the same that was said about Control when that was dropped, I almost agree to the fact that Drake said, "I think this is for shock value." It yields relevance for Kendrick.
But they've never shot back though.
Cole has shot back. They've actually been shooting back at each other for a while now. It's been multiple songs.
It hasn't been dedicated though. This is dedicated.
No, it's dedicated. It's dedicated on sorry. It's dedicated now because this is a full track. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that they shouldn't even pay any of this Kendrick stuff any mind because he's just spraying shots.
I think if they want any sort of credibility, if they want to even match up to him, I think they have to respond.
I don't feel like people who are above someone needs to match up. That doesn't even make sense. Kendrick's punching up. He's punching up. That's what he's doing. He's punching up.
In what way?
Listen, he's punching up. That's why this is entertaining. Because if this was Drake throwing shots at people, it would just be like, oh, why is he even doing this? They're only hype about it because of somebody lower punching up. That's the only reason it's relevant.
I swear to you, you're the only person that thinks like that.
There is no way, bro. No way. No way. Dog.
Can I read you J. Cole's response? And I promise you, you won't feel the same. These are some of the lines.
We listened to the song.
So you think that he fell off like the Simpsons? Your first shit was a classic. Your last shit was second shit put to sleep, but they gassed it. Your third shit was a massive hit. That was your prime. I was trailing right behind, but now I just hit mine.
You know what you sound like right now?
Robot.
No, you sound like
J. Cole.
No. What? You sound like a battle rapper. That is battle rap cadence right there. It doesn't matter about how you're saying it. It's the content of what you're saying.
When we're measuring skill, it matters.
It's the content in which you're saying and what he's saying. What do you mean?
That shit is so whack, dude. It's kindergarten.
It's whack to tell the truth about somebody.
How is that the truth?
How is that not? Also quoting that he's only had 4 albums in 12 years and we want to call this guy king.
J. Cole is at the same output. He's at the same level of output.
He's not at the same output.
Same level of output. I meant like...
As far as what?
As far as number of albums. So that doesn't make
sense. In 12 years?
Yes. They both have the same number of albums. 6. So that doesn't make sense.
Kendrick had 4 albums in the last 12 years. That's not 6.
Well, I'm counting the collab albums. If you really want to, J. Cole's collab albums, his Dreamville albums.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, but I don't get how you can compare He Fell Off Like the Simpsons to here. Let me just pick a
random. You don't have to say fantastic.
I like it because he called them out personally. J. Cole called them out personally.
And Kendrick called them out personally.
Yeah, but indirectly.
Not indirectly. You know who he's talking about.
I don't care if it's called out personally or, hey, y'all, it's the train.
Train.
Why have we still not figured anything out for this fucking train, dude?
I don't know.
There has to be something. It's every single show this goddamn train comes past the house and we don't have anything fucking good to say about it. maybe the segment's just we're going to say something about the train just because we fucking hear it.
Yeah.
That's fucking nuts, dude. All right, but sorry. What I'm saying is you hit more shots when you're shooting at one target. That's all I'm saying. I can't even give this a proper rating because one, it's one verse. That's not fair to Kendrick to even rate it off of this. That's why I'm not saying his verse is ass or anything like that, because it's not even fair, because J. Cole has two verses, and then he has the tempo change, and then that's where he fucked up. That part is total garbage. He threw off the whole cadence of the track, just throwing that in.
What? The Kendrick song?
No, J. Cole. On the end of his, when he switched the beat, he shouldn't have did that. Okay. Like, at all. He threw off the entire cadence. But I'm saying it wouldn't be fair for me to say, like, round one, who won this round, if Kendrick doesn't give a full song.
Neither, dude.
He has to give a full song shooting shots at one person. No, listen. Because if you can't do a full song shooting shots at one person, that means you don't have enough to say about them. You can say critical blows real fast in one verse and niggas call it hot.
This is what you're nitpicking at? This?
No, that the fact that's important.
Response was ass?
That song's not ass. It's not ass. Just like I said, it isn't. I said the tail end of the song. Like, yeah, you shouldn't have did that.
Dude, I promise you.
It's not ass.
Who thinks that, dude? I promise you.
Maybe you're just on Kendrick's side of Twitter.
I'm not, dude. Or Kendrick's side of social media.
It's not you. How is it unanimous? Dude. How is it unanimous?
Are you on Twitter at all? Like, besides running our Twitter, are you on Twitter?
I mean, I scroll everything. I'm on Twitter, I'm on Reddit, I'm on goddamn fucking, what, defunct MySpace? Nigga, I'm usually on everything. Nobody's giving anything concrete about who won this round. The only videos really...
Yes, they are. Everybody thinks Kendrick
won. Who is everybody?
Everybody, dude.
Who is everybody?
Let me start naming every
Twitter user. Let's do it. Who is everybody?
Every Twitter user. Let me just start naming.
Yeah, but I'm saying like who that really fucking matters is saying anything.
My
anything
age, about the this. People that grew up on this music.
All right, so that means people who are attached to Kendrick Lamar music, correct? Oh my god. So could you not say you're biased?
To J. Cole too.
I'm not attached to J. Cole. I just told you I don't give a shit about either one of these guys.
Our generation, by that logic, we could be attached to him too, but we're not. We're criticizing his ass response.
I think you're criticizing his response.
No, dude, I promise you. Scroll my side of Twitter. I promise you, it's a different story.
Tell me what people are saying. That's what I'm saying.
They're saying
because like I said, what you're saying is, off of one verse, he can wash an entire song.
He did.
And no, listen. And how that's not true is because if you only have one verse. You can throw a lot of hot shit into one verse, but if you can't carry,
and when you say a bunch if you of can't carry over two songs, what does that matter?
What stupid shit? How is that stupid, dog? The shit
These are kindergarten rhymes, dude.
The shit that you said is battle rap cadence, and that's what they're doing. I don't care about the cadence, that's what they're supposed to be doing.
The substance. What is he? What are you saying? What are you saying? At the end of the day,
all true. All the things that you said is true. All the things that he said was true.
They're kindergarten level bars. He says A B C D E F G H I J K L M N O P. That's asking me in the classroom. That's me asking in the classroom what L's. He skipped the L in the alphabet. He fell off like the Simpsons.
Come on. The Simpsons fell off, yes.
Dude, come on.
So true.
You don't have anything better than that. And then he just copies Takeover verbatim. He averaging one hot verse like every 30 months or something. Jay said that on Takeover. 4 albums in 10 years, I can divide. 4 albums in 10 years, I can divide.
All right, so you've named 2 lines.
From Takeover.
Yeah, like I'm saying, you've named 2 lines.
I've named you so many lines, dude.
Dog, no, you just don't respect them because you don't respect the cadence. This is battle rap.
I don't respect the substance. I'm reading you what he's saying, and I don't respect it.
Yeah, and so you don't respect truth because that's all he said in his...
It's truth or not, it's ass.
That's wild how you wouldn't care about truth and beef, though.
What's truth to
anyone? So if he spit some shit that was lies and then made it sound better, you would appreciate that
you
more?
You think it's truth and I don't. So at the end of the day, that throw that out the window.
So the number of albums isn't true?
Dude, is that really what you're gonna respond to me about?
No, but you're just saying you think it's not true. You think it's a lie. So I'm asking you to say what the lies are if you don't think it's true. What is really true about it?
This isn't a red pill argument.
I'm not talking about that.
This is rat beef, dude.
Exactly.
And these are kindergarten level bars. Dude, I promise you a second grader could come up with this shit, dude. I don't care about the cadence. I'm reading this.
Do you watch battle rap?
No, I don't.
All right, so you wouldn't know.
This isn't battle rap.
Yes, it is.
These are songs.
It is still battle rap.
These are songs.
If it's beef, it is still beef. It's still battle rap, so the cadence does matter. Maybe that's why I can see what he's doing
in it.
Kendrick
had the cadence.
Because they're going back and forth.
Kendrick had the cadence, and they were still good bars. So what's J. Cole's excuse?
You're not understanding what I'm saying about what I'm saying about Kendrick, because you think the fact that it's one verse that's sufficient enough to even amount beef, especially when you're only talking about two different people. Look, it's a simple thing of like saying, all right, so let's say you get in an argument with somebody.
Okay.
And then they only say one thing about you, and then they keep saying it over and over and over again. What are you going to say to them? You're saying the same thing, right?
Yeah, but I'm...
All right. No, just wait. Since Kendrick didn't give a full song on either topic, like Tony said, what he was doing is he was spraying shots.
Listen, just
wait. Waiting to see who he hits, and that doesn't give him the room to show his actual talent. Plus, it doesn't show that he can say more than a couple of things about a couple of rappers. I'm saying if we go ahead and just wait until Kendrick maybe throws out like a full verse. I mean a full song, where it's, you know, just bars going in one direction at one person, then I can give it a fair shout. Because if Cole wanted to pick a couple of parts in his entire song and just put them into one verse, he could make them cold. Just like Kendrick seems to usually do when he comes at multiple rappers. It's almost like the way that I'm looking at it, it's almost like a defense mechanism. Not saying like what would it, not like publicity type stuff, but like it's kind of like a shield, because it's like, if I say I want smoke with all these people, I only got to say a couple things about each of them. I don't have to come correct towards one person like that.
When these people are responding, they're not up to par. They're not up to snuff. We're not even talking about the fact that we're not even talking about the fact that Drake hasn't even responded yet.
Drake doesn't need to respond.
He does.
No, there's no need to respond. Why? That's why he hasn't. Because Drake doesn't have to prove himself. That's why. And J. Cole did respond because he still does.
He does because all he has is back-to-back. And people have come at him all the time, and all he's got is back-to-back.
You're saying back-to-back is his only track where he went hard?
Pretty much, yeah. Because Duppy, he Pusher responded, and then his cop-out was, oh, this one's too hard. And then he went on the fucking shop with LeBron and then explained how I'm not going to go back and forth with him.
He said Duppy said that?
Yeah. He responded.
Going back and forth with who?
With Pusha.
Oh, okay.
And then, you know, Pusha
responded. That's a whole different conversation. I'm
go ahead. But Drake isn't this like, this like super battle tested person that we think he is, like against Meek, like, okay, good job. Meek's not known for like the super lyrical shit.
And then when you wait one second.
I know what you're about to say.
Meek came from battle rapping.
Compared to Push and Kendrick, he doesn't have the same level of lyrics.
You'd feel so much different if you knew a little bit more about battle rap.
It's different.
C-tier battle rappers could do research on pretty much any commercial rapper and watch them. Okay. C-tier, because it's about research. Okay, it's about research. So the fact that Drake even won that beef is a miracle. Anyway, off of that, all right?
Okay.
All right, so, but what I'm saying is I want it to be how, you remember how beefs used to be? Beefs were never a verse. They were an entire song. They were always like that, right?
Yeah.
Like, we're only just now falling into the era of he said one thing on this verse, and now it's just instant beef.
Because it's not competition anymore, so we'll take what we can get. There's no competition.
So if it's not competition, what's even the point of Kendrick trying to do this?
Because he's bored. I don't know. And he thinks he's way better than both of them. I don't know what his reasoning is. I'm not inside his head.
I don't know. It just seemed like he's throwing rocks. Well, at least as far as him and J. Cole, like I said, I don't think there's a winner or loser yet, because I need Kendrick to put out a full track. Because if you can't be consistent in what you're saying, I don't give a shit about it. I can't. Zach, you could write a hard verse. If you took your time, if you took your time for real, everyone has one. Come on, Tony, tell him, bro. Everyone has one verse, yeah, bro.
Everybody get that one verse.
Everybody has one verse.
Okay.
All right, but it's the song that propels you. All right. So just from that fact, I need Kendrick to do a full. He hasn't done it yet. I want him to do a full song about one person being consistent in the bars that he's giving. Don't just give me a hot verse, because I'm not saying the verse he didn't give was hot, because it was. Also off of that, I feel like niggas miss Future a lot, and they like played into the Future hype a little bit. But Kendrick gave us a hot verse. I'm not taking none of that away from him.
Okay.
But I need to hear your next verse after that. And if you fall off drastically from that, Then what?
I think it's J. Cole responded with a whack response, and all Drake has said is IG captions.
Yeah, he has subtweeted. He has subtweeted. He a little bit more light skinned than J. Cole, so he not gonna say nothing. I also respect the fact that J. Cole will always be by himself. and he I respect that, because like if beef was ever like it was like in the 90s and early 2000s, this would be ridiculous to do, because he get like stumped out somewhere.
Can you envision? I can't even envision J. Cole in a fight.
J. Cole fought P. Diddy over defending Kendrick.
We've never seen it before.
Yeah, but they've talked about this. Yeah,
I can't.
And it was over defending Kendrick, though, which is the crazy part.
They were friends back then, but you know.
Apparently, they were friends after Control drop too.
Yeah, it wasn't any like I hate you. Just like step your shit up, dude.
Nah, I totally understand that. It's just crazy, though. Like, it don't make no sense.
The only person that had a good response to Control was Big Crit. Don't ever forget that. Everybody else was ass.
Big Crit, dope.
Yeah.
Old school pimp. Well, not like, even old school. He new school pimp.
Yeah.
Player shit. Like, for real player shit. You remember when he dropped?
Dude.
What was the mixtape? Was it the one that had the dunk on it? What, the old school? It was like one of them long cars or whatever. I'm trying to remember what it was called. I don't even remember.
The Oldsmobile?
Shit, I don't know, bro. The one that had my sub on it. I put that on my soul. My soul. You remember that song? God damn. He over there looking like, no, I don't even listen to that, man. I was listening to McConan when Crit dropped.
Yeah.
I was listening to McConan too, though. Hell no. Nah. Yeah, he's still looking too, like, bro, I really don't know what the fuck you talking about.
The Cadillac?
It had to have been a lack. I mean, he a player, so, like, it was something like that. I don't even remember, though. But yeah, when he dropped, that shit was crazy. That is crazy how Crit did have the only like decent response after Control drop. He not even the type of nigga I would even think would respond to something like that.
Yeah,
like, and too busy fucking with hoes or something.
Oh well, and he did have the best verse on One Train too. So we probably should have expected that.
I think he had the best verse on Glass House too.
Yeah, he did.
I'll say it was him, Wiz, and Currency.
Yeah,
I've never seen Super been a Currency fan. I like Currency when he was he was with Cash Money more than I liked him afterwards, which is weird. Everyone liked him after. I like Currency like pre fucking like weed all the time. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's what I like Currency. But yeah, man, like just as far as this beef, like I'm honestly not even clocking it too much. Like, they've been, like, throwing stones at each other for a long time. Nothing's been solidified like it usually is, like, in the beef community. After Eminem and MGK went ahead and did their thing, immediately we find a winner or a loser. Back in the day, 50 Cent Game, they go and do their thing. Immediately we find a winner and loser. Here, I just can't judge it. I can't judge it. Just being a critic of music and wanting to hear the full potential, the consistency of actually throwing bars at each other, I can't give him a fair shake if it's only one verse.
Here's another wrinkle, is that two out of the three are like best buds. So like that, I think, is going to stack up against Kendrick. You know what I mean? Because J. Cole and Drake, they just had a hit song, and they're like on tour together all the time.
Yeah, so I think
that'll stack up against him. Like, people just automatically like, if Drake responds.
Hopefully, if there are any features in the works, they're not gonna address this. Cause I'm not gonna think it's fair if they're both on the track just going at Kendrick. I'm not gonna respect that at all.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm not super a Kendrick fan or anything like that, but I respect the craft. So I wanna see it fairly done.
Yeah.
I don't want them to see them basically just jump this man and like have a nice beat and then just ride off in the sunset off of that.
Yeah.
But like I said, I don't want Kendrick riding off in the sunset right now either. Until he puts out a whole track.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, anyone can make a hot verse. I need to hear that entire song, though, for me to give you a fair shake.
Okay.
How do you feel about it at all, though, Tony?
Well, I feel... off subject.
Off subject? Go ahead. What is it?
No. Fuck it.
Does it not? No. It has nothing to do with Kendrick and Cole.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with them.
Yeah. But, never mind.
I would say, how do you feel about the beef? Like, we listen to the songs. We know how rap beef used to be. Like, just how do you feel about this? Do you think that we can say anyone is clearly leading anything right now?
And sorry,
how do you feel about my statement saying that Kendrick is basically throwing rocks at a castle right now? Meaning he's punching up. Like, how do you feel about any of that?
I feel like, you know, you're right. Like, you know, Kendrick.
Oh, Lord.
Kendrick is reaching.
Yo,
he's reaching right now. And he's trying to stay relevant because this is what he's always done. You know, he's used to doing this. And it's just not a new tactic. And it's being seen. Everybody has a gimmick. And it's what's sought out.
I don't know, man. Like he said, though, dude, only time we end up talking about Kendrick is because something he said in a verse to multiple people.
Y'all are old as shit, man.
That's the only time we hear about it. I'm sorry. But I'm just saying, like, that's the only time
y'all hear about it.
Yeah, but that's when you know it's real news.
Well, it's when Trevor Blackwell hears about
it. Because the old heads heard about it. Yeah. It's real news at that point. I say we was all watching NCAA women's basketball because the news got to us. You know what I'm saying? It's not news until the old heads know about it.
In fact,
one more thing I want to add to this is if J. Cole thought that To Pimp a Butterfly was boring, he wouldn't have hopped on the All Right beat. Just saying. I don't know.
What, are you talking about an album?
No, you remember when they did that... him and Kendrick did that little beat swap thing, and he hopped on Tale of Two Cities, and Cole hopped on All Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. If he thought the album was boring, did a little happy little diddly-do to it.
Well, maybe he thought his diddly-do was just better than what was done. That's probably why he hopped on. Probably just another, like, Dick Dragon type thing that I feel Dick like Dragon is really
one,
going on.
It's one of the, like, greatest songs of all time. All Right? What are you talking about?
I don't know, man. I'm not your age. I wouldn't say greatest of all time.
Oh shit!
This is again. I have to remind you anytime we talk about hip hop. This is the man who has Ludacris in his top five. So just keep that.
Ludacris
in mind,
deserves y'all. It, y'all. I'll fight anybody about it.
Yeah.
Half of y'all favorite rappers got a flow that he created.
Oh, Lord.
So. I won't even argue that.
To teach you this lesson, old man.
I won't even argue that.
Oh, my God.
That fucking fish is SpongeBob. Hell no. Nah. Man, definitely let us know what y'all think about it. Because, like I said, this isn't my expertise when we're talking about two dusty niggas in rap.
We know.
Talking about the Dusties.
Oh, my God.
No, just playing. They're not dusty. You know, maybe when we start talking about like Wayne or something like that, like in 2010, then I have better opinions and shit that more niggas agree with. But I'm usually outlandish when it comes to my music shit.
Yeah, we know.
But I said just because, dog, like a lot of niggas who aren't mainstream got so many better bars than just regular niggas who we think is hot. Like for real, that's it. And it'd be throwing me. Niggas be always tripping when I be like, yeah, that nigga Lil B. Lil B got some bars.
No,
but
he does.
See, but thank you.
Yeah.
You know, thank you, goddammit. Because nobody ever fucking says that.
King of rap, I could put my money on that.
Not that. Like what?
I love that song.
I was trying to say one of his things just now, but he said one of the bad F words that we not allowed to say.
Oh, he said F-A.
Yeah, he said the cigarette.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we can't say that. But yeah, man. Make sure y'all listen. Y'all got to listen to that Death of Rap by Lil B. It'll change your whole fucking feelings about Lil B.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up. Lil B for Lil Boss. Straight up.
Yep.
Fuck my bitch, Bass God. Thank you, Bass God. My bad. It looked like Tony was trying to say something.
I was thinking of some of his quotes. Lil B for Lil Boss.
It's for Lil Boss, man. It's not Lil Boys, dog. Lil Boys. He said for Lil Boys. Hell no. That is not what he said. Hell no. Shit, but yeah, like I said, man, y'all let us know how y'all feel about this. If there's a winner or a loser, if y'all want to hear more about them, if y'all want to hear us talk about them anymore, just let us know on the Twitter, the Zach and Black Podcast on Twitter. Before we get into our next topic here that Tony actually found, I wanted to bring up something that threw me off earlier today. For the gamers out there, the BAFTA released the most iconic video game character list. Mm-hmm. All right. And I'll just go ahead and I'll rattle them off here.
Hold on. Before you said something.
What?
Echo was the one to show me this. And I said, they said, who do you think is number one? And I said, Master Chief. And it's like, no, it's 8. And number one shocked the hell out of me. Like, I thought it was like gonna be Mario, but it's not even.
I'm gonna tell you why number one doesn't super shock me.
Not like super.
No, because a lot of people are really mad at the number one. They hate that it's over Mario. They hate that they're over Sonic. They hate that they're over Master Chief. They really don't even want them top 10. I've been reading a lot of message boards about this. But in the most iconic video game characters, and this is according to a poll of 4,000 people. All right, starting at 15, Crash Bandicoot, Solid Snake. Good grab right there for Solid Snake. Everyone always forget about that, even though Metal Gear Solid is one of the dopest games.
Yeah.
Steve, Pikachu, Arthur Morgan, Shadowheart. Who the fuck is Shadowheart?
I don't know, but shout out Arthur, man. That's a classic. Red Dead Redemption 2, go play that shit.
Let me see. We got number 9, Kratos, Master Chief, Link, Pac-Man, Sackboy, which I don't know who the fuck Sackboy is.
Little Big Planet.
Oh, okay. All right. That's fair. That was real big in like what, the 20, like...
2009.
Yeah, and it came with like every single PS3.
Yeah, definitely. So anyone who was playing PlayStation back then, they know exactly who Sackboy is then.
Yeah.
And then it rounds out from number 4, Sonic, Agent 47, Mario, and then Lara Croft, Tomb Raider.
That shocked me.
I'm going to tell you guys why number 1 doesn't shock me.
Mm.
If you weren't around when the first Tomb Raider dropped,
yeah,
and Lara Croft was wearing those brown fucking shorts, brown short shorts, light blue cami with them fucking square ass big titties that they put on her on that PlayStation. That's why she's iconic. All right. Yeah. Because a whole bunch of us horny ass children were looking at her like this was the epitome of graphics, bro. As soon as those fucking square titties came out, bro, we were just like, all right, yeah, dude, gaming's went too far. This is way too real. That's literally why it's number one. That's like, hilarious. And think about, out of the 4,000 people who polled, how many of those guys don't fucking leave their house and they only play video games?
Yeah, a lot.
They was looking at Lara Croft titties, bro. And I actually re-downloaded Rise of Tomb Raider today because I finished up Modern Warfare 3. I got the 50,000 kills I needed on there, so I deleted it and then re-downloaded this. But the graphics ain't did nothing but get better, y'all. And that's why she's iconic.
Yeah.
And speaking of titties, these podcast hoes are going crazy again. Tony, fill us in. What is going on?
Okay, so apparently these podcast hoes, say that five times, they're out here trying to trap you with a baby. You know what I'm saying? In multiple different occasions. I feel sorry for the FNF community.
Fresh and fit.
Fresh and fit. You know, I feel sorry for their community because it's like they're both going through something that is like super serious. Super serial, you know?
Very serial.
It is serial. Because it is happening all the time. Because that's also what cereal
is. I didn't even do the science.
Yeah, bro. We use both of them.
Who I want to talk about today is Myron, which is AKA Fit.
The Fed.
The
yeah.
Fed.
Yeah, he used to be.
You know, police. Used to be ex-Fed, blase, splee. So apparently he dated one of his hosts. Well, not, she's not, host, not a
one
host.
Of, one, of the, one of the guests.
One of the guests. From the show. And she documented the whole thing on Twitter. And she was stating, you know, how she had a blast. He was holding her purse for her. He was, you know, being like a gentleman. That doesn't completely sound
like
but
crazy. You said that.
I said sound I, like I did say but when it came to the bedroom situation, she said he was a little bit forceful, like overpowering, manipulative. You know what I'm saying? Just all around strong arm. And
it was all consensual, though.
Yeah, it was all consensual, she said.
She did say that. She did say it was consensual. He's just a weirdo.
But in the tweets, she made it seem like it was a Me Too situation.
And also, Tony, drink some water, bro. You over there dying, man. You gotta drink some. But yeah, so like Tony said on her Twitter, she almost insinuated as if when she was saying he wanted like forceful intercourse and stuff like that, she didn't differentiate whether or not it was consensual. Tony sent me a video that she hopped on someone else's podcast where she went ahead and she, you know, laid the claims to rest about that. She went ahead and she did say that it was consensual, but that he was very forceful, weird type practices, all ditty in the bedroom type stuff. And she got pregnant.
Yeah.
She got pregnant. Her story seems a bit, it seems correct, honestly. I'm really not going to hold you. Besides the fact that she's monetizing a quote unquote baby right now is the only part that, like could show a bit of a, what's the word? A bit of deception, because she's trying to make money off of this situation. And the crazy part is when Tony sent me,
she said, they said that she didn't put it on like a OnlyFans or a Patreon to receive funding for it.
Well, that's just, well, yeah, because a lot of people try to hide their full stories behind a paywall, which she didn't do. And, you know, that lends to the idea that this is truthful. I'm just trying to pick it apart a bit.
like I said, because she's still monetizing this situation currently because she's showing up on other podcasts. I don't know what else she's doing, like, recently, but just what she's done there, that is, you know, a gain of clout. You know, that's an extra dollar or two. But it still does seem a bit believable. Even the things that she says, like, he's probably, like, forceful and sex and stuff like that. I listen to the show. I listen to Fresh and Fit every now and then. I like the entertainment of it. I only listen to the after hours. None of the stuff that, like, they're really doing, like, trying to help you keep frame and be masculine and all that stuff. But just in that vein, I don't think that it seems far-fetched that he's super forceful in the bedroom, right? Like, is that something we could probably agree on?
I can agree to that.
Yeah, so that also makes me 100% sure that she's not even lying about them having sex. Like, that, it happened. That 100% happened, and she could be pregnant. But, like, it's, I was saying,
the fact that she didn't want to take the birth control because she said it'll make her sick.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's...
I mean, the plan B, I mean.
Well, that's what... It's a delete baby pill. It's going to make your stomach hurt. Like, it's going to. And also to the fact where Myron said he was just like, well, he doesn't use condoms. We're brothers in arms when it comes to that. but he doesn't use condoms, and he told her what she said was he was 90% sure that he didn't, you know, let off in her, but that she should still take a plan B pill. Which it seems like it was something that she agreed to do, but ultimately did not take. So that's another reason where it could seem where she is pregnant, but it is because, you know, just the trap a nigga syndrome, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Especially if you agreed to take the pill and you didn't because of your choices. I mean, like, don't take it. Like, it, that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying if somebody does that, you have to take it. I'm saying if you tell that nigga you gonna take it, you probably should. Because that's lying. Like, if you're gonna say you're gonna take it, you should probably take it. Myron should have done his due diligence and watched her do it. He should have gave her the water.
Yeah, he should have took more accountability.
Definitely should have took more accountability for that. He always telling us to. But like I said, it's, I don't know, their situation's a bit different.
Yeah, Walter.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, that's what I meant to bring up. Because right now he's talking about Myron, which is a fit. But when I was looking up information on this topic, it actually seems that Fresh, Walter.
Can also, he be Fresh and be named Walter?
Yeah, because he Fresh. The nigga got Bugattis and fucking Phantoms, and he be wearing all the jewelry and all the clothes and shit.
Does he own it?
They do things other than the podcast. Yes, they own them. They do, like, real estate. No, they mostly real estate. It's mostly just real estate.
Oh, okay.
But they have other ventures outside the show. That's why they can continue to pay for that Miami apartment they have that they do the podcast in.
It's just...
because the money doesn't only come from the podcast. That's why I said child support won't kill them. We'll get into that part because you were looking up the text messages and shit about that.
Okay.
But what I wanted to say is Fresh is, it seems like a not longtime girlfriend, but a woman that he has been seeing who has also been to the show. It seems as if she is pregnant as well. And what is happening with Fresh is him and the woman who were on the show, they've been messing with each other for a while now. They had agreed when getting with each other that they didn't want to have a child. Fresh is already divorced. He already lost a stepchild. So he doesn't want to have children. This woman, she's a bit older. She's an entrepreneur herself. And she said she didn't want children. But it seems now that she is pregnant because of the phone call that was leaked. I'm not sure if her camp leaked it, but I mean, if one person isn't recording, the other one has to. So her camp goes ahead and they leak the phone call of her saying that she's pregnant. Fresh is telling her that she needs to take, you know, take a pill, you know, because he doesn't want to have a baby. She said she doesn't want to do that because they don't do that in her culture. She's I believe she's not even Chinese American. I just think she's Chinese and she's over here on a visa, some type thing like that.
She said it was a sin.
Yeah, she said it's a sin. It's a sin if she gets rid of her baby. And my Fresh's response, he was just like, well, we already sinned by having sex, so, which is a perfect response. It's a perfect response. Also said in the call was, after he said he didn't want the baby, she said, well, what are you going to do to me? And he said, what do you mean? What am I going to do to you? I'm not going to do anything to you. We kind of think it's an ESL problem.
I think she meant to say, what are we going to do?
Yeah, I don't think she meant like trying to get him caught up on like some DV type stuff or anything like that. I don't think it was anything of that sort.
Yeah.
Just both of them, English is a second language, I believe. And so
Walter's,
I believe so. Well, he's he is either Haitian or, oh, I hate just saying this because I feel like it's racist. He's either Haitian or Dominican.
Oh.
He's either one of those. So yeah, they both, that's why he don't talk as much on the show either. Like, sometimes when he's saying stuff, he don't know how to say it correctly. Like, he'd be trying to have analogies that we use all the time. Like what's the analogy he always messes up?
You see what I'm saying?
Like, when we say, like, my money's your money and your money's your money.
Yeah.
Like, situation or something like that.
Yeah.
He always messes that up. He was like, he's like, your money's your money, and my money is your my money. Money and your money. like I know you know what you're trying to say, but you're not saying it right.
Was he the one that wrote the book, Women Deserve Less, or was that Myron?
Nah, that was Myron, dude. Oh, Fresh, okay, Fresh can't write a book. I wouldn't read a book. I would not read a book that Fresh wrote. Because it would have shit like that in it.
Oh, my God.
Like, because it'd be like, remember our motto, your money's your money, and my money is my money and your money.
My money and your money.
Yeah, bro, I'm not reading that. I'm not reading that at all. Oh, yeah, but, yeah, let's get back into this. The video that I sent you all with the lawyer, though, that was funny. That was a hilarious video because this really, like, just all the things that the lawyer was saying definitely makes it seem like at least this woman is lying.
What do you mean, like, lying about her?
Just lying about the, like either lying about being pregnant or trying to catch him up in a situation for his downfall type shit because of it.
I think she's definitely trying to trap him. I told you guys before, I'm not partial to either one of them. I'm not blind, and I can be fair. You know, I'm a feminist, but I can be fair. Like, this is a baby trap situation. Like, you know, it's pretty clear as day. But I guess we'll figure out if it's his or not.
Right, eventually. Exactly. I say, and the lawyer said it too. He was just like, he's like, man, I hate these type of things. Like, I've dealt with these all the time. Like, I hate even coming to Miami. I feel as soon as I get off the plane, somebody's going to call me and try to trap me with their baby. Like, because he's just like, all of these cases come out of Miami. He was just like, I could give you guys, like, if it wasn't against client attorney privilege, I could give you guys other guys' numbers. And then they'd be like, oh, you got that call? Yeah, I got that call too. Yeah, I've actually got that call like three times before. He was like, Fresh, like this is a good thing and a bad thing, because the good part is you actually made it now.
Yeah, you made it.
Because you don't make it until someone tries to fake a baby on you. Yeah. Like, that's when you know that you're rich.
Yeah, I'm rich.
That's when you know. And to the fact of what we were talking about earlier today, because you don't know any other outside ventures and stuff like this.
Yeah, yeah.
this woman that said she's pregnant by Fresh, her ex-boyfriend is a billionaire, a literal billionaire in Chinese prison right now.
Oh, shit.
Damn. I'm pretty sure she can smell money. Yeah. So there's no way, they're not making money outside of that. So that's why I was saying, like, when we were having our conversations outside of the show, even if they end up having these kids, child support's not going to kill nobody.
I was just confused because he was saying that I'm not going to have no money to give you because the business is going down or something like that.
Well, it's probably because nothing is actually attached to him. That's the crazy part. Like, nothing's probably attached to, like, Walter as an entity himself. Like, it's all, like, business and subsidiaries and stuff like that. And it's probably just the fact that it'll get hard for him to do what he actually does. Because he really spends his money on, like, worthless bullshit. Mm. That's why he's Fresh. You know what I'm saying? He got the cars, the jewelry, all of that stuff. So maybe he's seen part of that go away. But as far as actually affording them, he should be able to afford.
It's not about that right now. And it's not good. And a lot is happening, especially now. Business may be over. I don't know. And then he later said, I ain't got no money.
He later said, I don't have money.
Good luck.
I think he's a liar. Like that's what I think from that. Like,
yeah.
Like a nigga trying to get out and not paying for a baby. That's what it sounds like.
You can't lie to the court, though. So what's the use in lying?
I know, but you could lie to her. You could lie to her. Just wait till you get to court and then you'll find out if it's true or not. But, like, yeah, I don't think that it's, like, a not having money thing. I just think he doesn't want to pay it. But it does seem as if this is I got you moment. And as far as him saying, like, the business is over, this will definitely throw off their audience for their podcast. Because they're a red pill podcast. They always talk about this masculinity, holding frame, making sure that you're the one in charge and stuff like this. And you guys are being toyed with just like any other rich guy. And I don't even see, you know, hardcore fans even really listening to them. If they're just like, I'm listening to these guys and they both got trapped in the same week. Yeah. They both got trapped by women that they told us to stay away from, but they're messing with them. Because both of these women are women they really didn't agree with on the show. But it's always that behind curtain stuff that really happens. That's why, like I said, I watch the show for entertainment. They do have good facts on there. But sometimes you can kind of see that they really don't practice what they preach. And this is what is really happening from that. Like, Tony, you just, like, do you think anything is, like, a lie about these? Or, like, these niggas just might have got God?
I mean, I think they just got God. You know what I'm saying? And it's sad to say it had to come from them, you know. The biggest men on the planet. So just they
in,
say,
just like in the red pill space, yeah, they're kind of the biggest guy, probably besides Rola Tomasi, which is like the person who kind of ushered the red pill stuff in. Rola Tomasi, he's kind of like one of the originators of like red pill content type stuff. He's married though.
Oh,
like wife and kids and like he's not a mean guy. He's not one of the mean red pill guys. He just literally talks about the dynamics between men and female.
Oh.
And then just like biology straight down and social type stuff. Like he doesn't call women out of their names or like I think you would like him. Like I'm serious. Listen, there's a show that he does with, I believe his name is Michael Sartain.
Okay.
Both of these guys, they don't shit on women or anything like that. They're just like, no, I love women. I have women friends. Like,
yeah.
Like all of that stuff. These guys are super respectful.
Yeah.
I feel like if you want to get a feminist to listen to anything Red Pill,
yeah.
It would he's kinda or like, through Michael Sartain.
So he's kind of like borderline tradcon. No?
Or like... I wouldn't say borderline tradcon.
just because he still does lean a bit more into like frame and like masculine tendencies and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
He just kind of like put the blueprint out so people could replicate it. But he doesn't really show his emotion either way towards it. He kind of just talks about it. So like you, I actually implore you to look him up, cause like I want you to listen to the content, but I know you're not gonna listen to people disrespect women.
Yeah.
So if you want to like at least for me, like look it up at least once, like Rolo Tomasi and Michael Sartain.
I'll try to stomach it for you.
It won't even be stomach. I think you'll actually enjoy it. Like literally, like they're super respectful, dude. Okay. They are.
All right. I believe
really, man. But yeah, my like I said, my thoughts on this situation though, niggas just might have got. Myron definitely had sex with the first girl. I don't know if she's pregnant or not. She seemed like one of the regular podcast chicks. She might be trying to just get a clout boost off of this. They 100% had sex though, because that sounds like probably the way that Myron is. Second girl, she's traditional Asian woman. I don't think she would really lie about being pregnant. She's not lying about not being able to have an abortion, really, because they don't do that. But at some point, you know, they kind of just waited for them to be born and then just seen what gender they were. All right, we're not going to get into that.
Yeah, but
this is just, it's a tale as old as time, y'all. It's a tale as old as time. Make sure when you're messing with the 304s out here, man, you wrap it up, or you either better have that crazy pullout game.
Speaking of the term 304s. When that lawyer said 304s, I'm like, dude, aren't you like 65, dude?
Wait, who said that?
The fucking lawyer. He was like,
oh yeah, he said that just on like legality type shit. Like he's still just trying to keep regular PC type stuff just because he's funny. A lawyer. It's no, it is weird because like 60-year-olds wouldn't even say ho or anything. Like they probably call him something else, like a skeezer.
A skeezer.
Yeah, or something like that. A harlot. Hey, what are aunt?
Yeah.
What are some other words for hoe? Some good words for hoe. We got hoe, skeezer, skank,
thotty.
Yep. Charlatan.
A biddy.
A bop.
What?
Shones.
A moppet.
Jesus.
Moppet. Damn. What's another one? Ooh, dang. There used to be, well, not used to be. I used to be able to remember a lot more of them. I just said all types of words to talk about some ladies.
Tenderoni.
If they light skin, red bone, yellow bone.
Jesus Christ.
we said Jesus Christ. What else? Come on, we got to give them one more. We got to give them at least one more before we get Tony a question.
I think we've hit our quota.
How many did we go through?
Like fucking 14.
we said a lot. Yeah, I think we good on all the whole stuff. Slut.
That's a classic.
Yeah, that's a classic. The C word. You probably wouldn't call hoes that, though.
What? It's kind of like over the top.
Yeah, bro. That well, not if you're like in England. It's not really over the top.
They put bloody in front of anything.
Hey man, that's like putting motherfucker on it.
Yeah.
like that's like they're fucking. You know what I'm saying? Like you bloody bitch. Be like, you fucking bitch. That's all bloody is for them.
You think they put it in front of the Edward?
You bloody. Oh hell yeah, they do. They got to. That sound right to me.
Well, what if it, like,
it sounds right to me.
It sounds right to you.
Yeah. It does. Hey man, have y'all before we actually get to this next topic, have y'all ever had someone say that you got them pregnant?
No, except for my wife when I actually did get her pregnant.
Okay.
But yeah, no, nobody tried to trap me before.
Yeah, they planned it. It's no, weird.
Nobody tried to trap me before.
I've had like a scare, like nothing like, hey nigga, this your baby, type stuff. I'm actually surprised I haven't had like just a random letter come to my house with someone saying that I have a kid. I'm actually very surprised.
You think you got one out there?
I don't know, dude. There's no way. there's no way I was like fucking without a condom for that long. Yeah, and no one got pregnant. Like, because even though, like, I was still, like, kind of, like, close to most of the people I slept with. Like, I try to remember the first and last name, so I'm not a whore.
Yeah.
But anyone that I slept with and stuff, like, I didn't keep tabs on them to the point where I know what their kids look like or or anything like that. And some people I've lost contact with.
Yeah.
But, like, just in the back of my head, I'm just like, I don't know. Like it's it. There's less believability in that though, because I never really had a one night stand ever.
Yeah.
So it's harder to believe.
You had a roster.
Yeah, yeah, I had a roster.
Phil Jackson. You used Phil Jackson.
I would say Phil Jackson, because I mean, let's say you only won the championship one time.
No, he was.
I'm talking about me.
Oh.
I went there twice though, because I have an ex fiance.
You're more like Doc Rivers.
Yeah, like I got one ring and I got to the game on one of them.
Yeah,
but one of the games I lost.
Yeah,
but this one I won, so it's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good.
No, because Doc choked a lot. You hit four times. You more like Steve Kerr.
Yeah, but that was already after I owned the team though, so. It's a lot of basketball analogies. But yeah, that's a bit different though. But yeah, no, I ain't got enough money. I ain't got enough money for that. She got a baby by me, because only thing she gonna get is like debt, and that ain't gonna be nice. I'm lying about that too. I ain't really got no debt, but still, I wouldn't be a good candidate. I ain't gonna have no time for you. All right, I barely got time for my own family. I'm always at work. I'm with y'all niggas.
Yeah.
I ain't got time for another baby and baby mama. No way. That's not happening.
No.
Couldn't happen. Oh. Man. But we been rocking for a minute. We getting a little longer with these shows, man. I like it.
Yeah.
I'll say we about an hour 12 in right now. We haven't even got to Tony's question yet.
Tony, you ready for it?
Oh, yeah. We're ready for your question.
We've been ready.
Okay.
Is that like Mickey Mouse Clubhouse or something playing out in the hall?
I think so. He's either Miss Rachel.
I hate Miss Rachel.
Why you hate Miss? What's wrong with Miss Rachel?
I'm just playing. Well, I
Miss Rachel is the shit.
I was just playing. I actually love her.
Yeah.
I say she be teaching niggas sign language. I don't like when she let her husband say words though.
Why?
Because I don't like the way his mouth looked.
Yeah, I don't like him either.
Yeah, see, I told you.
He looked like the pedophile.
Jesus. Hey, we'll put that out. That's crazy.
Hey, that nigga be like, ball.
Yeah, that close-up.
Yeah, I don't like that close-up of his mouth, dog. It's wild.
Yeah.
But yeah, sorry. We went off on Miss Rachel tangent. But go ahead, Tony. What's the question of the night, man?
Well, I dumbed it down. What is the first sports team that you clicked up with since you first started?
The first sports team that I really liked when I was a kid was the Charlotte Hornets.
Damn, not the Texans.
No, I'm not, dude. When I was a kid, I was. Come on, man. When did the Texans become an expansion? I was almost adult by then. I'm older. I'm old, man. They became an expansion when?
David Carr.
Yeah, and that's 08? Probably like. Yeah, that's like 08, something. That, yeah. Ooh, you so, a whole ass like
adult in 08.
Bro, I was graduating the next year. Shut up. All right, but I like the Charlotte Hornets. Not because of the sport or because of anybody on the team or anything. I just like their color palette. So I had a shit ton of Charlotte Hornet things. Like just that purple off that teal. That's one of the dopest color palettes ever.
Yeah.
Like for any type of clothing, dude. Shoes, shirts, pants. It doesn't fucking matter. Purple off of teal is fucking mint, dude.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I fell in love with them, man.
Yeah.
For real.
I think the first team I gravitated towards was, and I really apologize that it's not a Detroit team, but the Mariners. Dude, if you know me, Griffey is like, I got Griffey on the wall. Like I got all the action figures. He's my profile pick on everything.
He a profile pick on the Xbox.
Yeah.
Griffey got some dope ass shoes too. I had a Griffey stage.
Yeah.
I had like six of them pairs of shoes.
I feel like you had to have a Griffey stage.
Those shoes are so dope, man. Yeah. The ankle support was nice.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Sure. I got me a pair.
Oh man, honorable mention, man. Famous Coyotes.
Hockey?
Yeah. Only because of the logo. The old school Phoenix logo, even though it was just like a, like it was like a hockey player, but it was a coyote.
Yeah.
With like an eye patch or something on it or some shit. Hockey. Like it just looked dope as fuck, dude. Yeah. Like I never had reasons to like it. Like, cause I liked the sports.
Yeah.
Like that wasn't ever a thing. Like it's not like I didn't understand sports and it's just like, oh, look at that. That looks cool.
Yeah.
But it was, oh, look at that. That's cool. And I like sports. Because I never really had a favorite team unless they had something that, like, popped out at me, like, that was relevant. Like, probably until, like you said, until, like, the Houston Texans came. And that made me really like underdog teams. And that made me like the, again, Charlotte. But Charlotte Bobcats, when they first came and became an expansion just because they were an underdog. They had a crazy squad, though. They had Raymond Felton, Gerald Wallace. Who else they had? That stanky ass nigga Morrison, the white boy who would never take a shower. They used to talk about that shit. Adam Morrison. They used to talk about that shit all the time. They had a dope squad, bro. Like they really had a dope squad for a really like for like 2-3 years. They had a dope squad. I don't know why they couldn't do nothing.
They also have the record for least wins in a season. 7.
Yeah, but they probably like. They probably gonna get up under that this year because ain't the Pistons still less than that right now?
No way. 7?
Check it up. Check the Pistons.
7 wins.
Check the Pistons and the Wizards records right now. Because they still got to be close.
13. They have 13 wins.
The Wizards actually probably should have less, though.
I think they're at 11. Last time I checked. Oh, 15. Damn.
Oh, they done came back a little bit.
Shit.
All right. Sorry, Charlotte, man.
Yeah.
Y'all not going to get up under that rock today. Y'all are
alone at the bottom. You probably stay that way.
Hey, but what about you, Tony?
I mean, when I was growing up, I decided to go and watch the Buccaneers.
Why'd you like them?
The Succaneers?
Watch your mouth, man. They had a bad Michael Ostott. You watch your mouth.
The Buccaneers, because, you know.
He was one of the best fullbacks in NFL history, and they don't use that position anymore,
that's
really.
That's an obligatory sentence. I'm the best poster hanger in the world.
Okay. Come on, man.
Whatever.
Back in the day, fullbacks matter, bro. They didn't just block on passes and then get motioned into the line for a running play. That's not what they did. They actually made differences back in the day, man.
How many touchdowns did he had?
Plenty, probably. I'll look that up right now.
Enough to get wins?
Dude, Michael Allstott was... He was definitely a deciding factor in their wins and loses when he played.
They're not called the Succaneers for no reason.
Yeah, but that didn't happen when Mike Allstott played. I don't think they called him that back then.
Who's their quarterback?
Well, when Mike Allstott played?
Yeah. You can't name the quarterback. We should be asking Tony. Who's the quarterback?
I mean, I don't know. I only watched him for the color.
Oh, he liked the logo.
Yeah, red and black, baby.
Yeah.
He played 11 seasons. He had 1,359 carries for 5,088 yards.
Hit his football reference page.
What? Huh?
The football reference, right there.
Which one?
It's got the green flag right there.
Oh, see, look at you looking a bit.
Zoom up.
Zoom up where? Look at him teaching me stuff, man. Because I don't know none of this new stuff.
already had all his touchdowns pulled up, G.
I just want to look like year by year.
Oh, like how many he got per year?
I mean, that ain't bad. Like for a fullback, that ain't bad, I guess.
Come on, man. Yeah. See, you run around with Mike Osterholm, but like I'm saying, in his 11 series, he had 71 scored touchdowns.
I still want to know
who's dude. That's a lot for a fullback.
Yeah.
You want to know who the quarterback was?
Probably a lot of them. For being honest.
What? Yeah, probably. But I actually do want to look this up because I want to know now. Let me see, quarterback.
While you're looking that up, did you guys know that Jameis Winston holds pretty much every passing record for the Buccaneers? Found that out a couple days ago.
Does he really?
Like literally everyone. That's passing yards, touchdowns, and interceptions.
Oh, here it is. Brad Johnson. Why are you laughing, dude?
From the supermarket down the way, you know? Brad Johnson.
Just regular ass Brad. We probably met that nigga before and didn't even know he played football.
Vinny Testaverde was on the Buccaneers, right? That was before Mike's time, probably.
Vinny Testaverde? Yeah, he was. He was.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me see. Brad Johnson. Oh, yeah, he was kind of ass. Yeah, let's not even look at that.
Yeah.
He has, like, I think it's, like, 8 years he has under his belt, but he has, like 2 year numbers.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, nothing really good. Why'd you ask that question, Tony?
Well, I mean, because he couldn't ask the crazy one. Yeah, because I couldn't ask the crazy one.
Because he wanted to get ignorant, which and we wasn't going with that question. Like I'd rather not do that question because that reveals too much. Like even if you say no or nothing, that reveals way too much. You can't do that.
Okay.
Yeah. But I say I'm gonna have a question next time actually.
Yeah.
For y'all.
Oh shit.
Because I was gonna ask right now, but I ain't gonna drop that knowledge right now. We gonna do that later.
What do you mean? What kind of knowledge?
Oh, just more just personal stuff, man. Oh, right. I say I want the viewers to know us, man.
Yeah.
Intimately.
Intimate.
Nigga, don't whisper that. That's weird, bro. Hell no. Tony, you got anything else before I kick it over to Zach for his bookmarks?
Nope.
All right, man. I say that was Tony with his question, y'all. If y'all got any questions, Tony, are they allowed to message you, bro?
They are allowed to message me. You can message me on Twitter at not player but P. That's not P L Y E R B U T P.
Not player but P. On Twitter/X, y'all.
Dude.
If y'all got questions that y'all want to ask us and y'all think only Tony can ask, go ahead, drop them a line.
Especially on TikTok. I don't know if you know, but Tony's a little TikTok star.
A little bit.
Yeah, he did a couple.
Do you
being bashful.
he don't be doing none of the promo on TikTok.
Yeah, that's
which
crazy.
which is wild. Wild.
That's hate.
Nah, like the most wild thing about promo is how I forgot to tell the host of 105.1 to plug our show.
Oh, you forgot?
Yeah, when I had dinner with them, I wasn't thinking of it, bro.
Damn.
I should have told them to plug the show. That would have been a lot. At least we would have had more people listening out of the Metro Detroit area.
Yeah.
We gonna get some more promo popping. I've been doing better with the Twitter, y'all. Actually got some messages on there for y'all to respond to and whatnot. So, you know, we getting there.
We getting there.
Slowly but surely, but we getting there.
Slowly but surely.
But yeah, let's go ahead and turn it off to Zach so we can get these bookmarks in and we can get home, y'all.
Yep. So this first one is from a stand-up comedian, and context. Well, no, I'm not even gonna add context because it'll speak for itself. This is very shocking. Hold on, let me.
Anybody here pronouns? Oh, what's your pronouns? Okay, I respect your pronouns. You got to respect my pronouns. Okay. Do you want to know what my pronouns are? Yeah. My pronouns are real. That's my pronouns.
Yeah. Trevor's jaw is on the floor, dude. Yeah.
Here's my thing.
Real nigga.
Here's my thing. All right. Great joke, first of all. All right.
Oh, no.
Second, I don't care when white people say nigga. I don't. I just feel like you have to look and sound like you allowed to say it.
That's wild. That's a wild sentence.
Like you have to say it like you've been certified. And we know when someone's been certified to say it.
Do we?
Nah, dude, we definitely know. Like, Tony, I'm sure you've ran into just random white dudes and you hearing them say nigga and stuff, and then it doesn't even shock you. You just keep walking, right?
I kind of feel like I chin check a little bit.
What, to see who certified them?
Yeah.
I feel like if they say it and they talking to another nigga, I have nothing to say. Because clearly this nigga that he talking to know him more than I do. And if he don't have a problem with it, why should I? Just in that, though, I really need to see the demographic of that club to see who laughed at that joke. It was all white people.
Yeah.
It was all white people in the crowd. Yeah. I don't know how I feel. The joke went over. The joke went over. And that's we were just talking about that. If the joke lands, I don't think I could say anything about it. It's just the way he looked made me feel weird about it a bit. But since the joke landed, I don't think I have a problem with it. Yeah. It's wild, though.
Yeah.
There's a lot of other cool things to say about your pronouns, though. You could say, like, your pronouns are, like, pen is, which is just penis.
Yeah.
Or, like, he.
That's what you want.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah. If you want to be Michael Jackson, go ahead.
My pronouns are he.
Yeah.
Didn't I say my pronouns are real nigga at work?
You said that.
Oh, yeah, that. Yeah, that's right. I'm that nigga. You're right. I'm glad you remembered that. He said, you said that. He's like, I didn't forget that at all.
That nigga.
And he's just like, I'm not using your pronouns. I'm like, all right, Zach, fuck you then.
I mean, I respect him, but I'm not saying it.
I'm not going to use him, though. I know what he is. Can you write it down?
Huh? No, I can't say that.
You've never even wrote it?
No.
I feel like there's always reasons to write stuff. All right, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
I don't know about writing that word.
Like, there's no reason to write it.
Somebody posted an early Drake lyric, and it is as follows. I'm perfecting my craft using more cess. I think it's more success, but I'm not sure. Trying to make some cheese off a single is a process. Get it? Craft single cheese process. And that
dude,
prompted.
Dude, look at the album cover though, dude. That was like sick. One of his first albums, dog. That's literally him off of Degrassi. Like, we have to give him some grace, dog.
Yeah. this prompted somebody to say, is there a single bar that is not ruined by the rapper breaking the musical fourth wall and saying, hey, see what I did there? Allow me to explain what that meant, just in case it went over your head. Is there a bar? I have some examples.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, I can't say that.
Can I say that then?
Yeah, you can say it, for sure.
It's just a nigga bar, ain't it? Like, something like that?
Yeah.
Can't say the N-word, can't write it either?
Nah.
All right, I treat the cash the way government treats AIDS. I won't be satisfied till all my niggas get it. Get it? Yeah, it's just like, it's like putting 10 on 20. Like, you don't have to hit the nail on the head every single time.
Yeah. Sure. All right, I got another example. I think this is from 9-Piece from Wayne Ross. Automatic leave you dead in the living room. Get it? Leave you dead in the living room? Get it? Get it, guys?
Yeah, that would... it's just... Like I said, it's putting 10 on 20. But that was at... who said that again? Was that Wayne?
Yeah, that was Wayne.
Yeah, it was on a Rick Ross song, though, I think, so...
Yeah.
I do remember that bar though. I don't think that bar actually really took away too much, but
yeah,
you just don't have to clarify what's already known.
Yeah, yeah. Last example, and this is from a Biggie fan account, so take it with a grain of salt. They said this is the exception. If Faith have twins, she'd probably get Tupac's.
Uh-huh.
Get it? Tupac's?
I don't think that's
needed to be said.
I don't think that's warranted either.
Yeah.
Everyone already knew what was going on in that love triangle. So
yeah.
That wasn't really needed either, bro. I like that concept though. Like just breaking the fourth wall. Like in movies it's usually good.
Yeah.
But in music it's usually bad. Ooh, why do I sound like I'm from Memphis? Yeah.
Memphis?
Ooh. Yeah, man, mm-hmm. I keep trying to mess my word, because I was about to say Murzik, and then I said movies, and that's not even how they say
that's,
movies.
That's Baltimore.
Huh?
That's Baltimore.
Yeah, movies, go to the movies.
Movies.
I hate that. What did he do? I hate y'all niggas so much. Hell no, but thank you, Zach, for the bookmarks, bro.
For sure.
Always getting us to think about different things, even if it's baseball stuff and we don't watch baseball. But that is totally fine.
Yeah.
But before Zach gets into the Zach gets into our outro here. Dude, what is wrong with my voice tonight?
I don't know.
I think I'm tired, or maybe I'm just like becoming sober slowly. Because I usually run
it's becoming
on,
a drag.
I run on high. And also this show has been crazy. Like we've been having computer problems and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know what is going on today, but I know I need to get like a joint in my face like pretty quick. But before we get into the outros here. Make sure that you guys are following that Twitter account. I'm going to say it so much during every single show until we start getting some of y'all guys. Follow us on Twitter, Zach in Black Pod. That is Zach in Black Pod. I want to talk to you guys. I want to know what you guys want to hear on the show. Please reach out. Definitely. Because I will be reaching out and talking back to anybody that messages me there. All right?
Yeah.
But Zach, go ahead, hit us with the good old outro, and we'll get out of here, man.
All right, y'all know what to do: subscribe, like, follow, rate us 5 stars on whatever platform you listen on, whether that's iHeart, Pandora, Spotify,
Deezer,
and not Apple Music yet; they want bread.
Yeah, and not yet. Yeah. We're already paying these RSS fees.
Yeah. All right, but we're going to get out of y'all hair. Deuces.
Deuces.
Peace.